new leader. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Members of the new House of Representatives set to vote tomorrow on a new speaker, but it could be a tough road for the man who wants the job, Republican Kevin McCarthy of California.
McCarthy can only lose 4 votes and still prevail. McCarthy is desperately making concessions. McCarthy finally agreed to one demand. He'd lower the bar to hold a no-confidence vote for speaker if members don't think he's doing a good job. But that didn't satisfy McCarthy detractors. The House is paralyzed until it elects a speaker. It can't even swear in members. And a Nancy Pelosi appointee, House Clerk Holdover Sherrill Johnson, is in charge until Republicans finally pick a speaker. The House is supposed to vote continuously until it elects a speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram, a second ballot vote for Speaker of the House hasn't occurred in a century. Residual delays at all airports in Florida after an issue with a computer problem that routes flights into and out of the state as the Senate pushes for an airline passenger bill of rights.
The airlines are giving travelers some of the worst performance in recent history, and they're charging more for it than ever. And that's why an airline passenger bill of rights is now more timely and necessary than ever before.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, the measure would ensure airlines provide passengers with fair compensation, refunds, and other forms of recourse if airlines cancel flights. The renewed push also coming after the problems with Southwest flights leading into the Christmas holiday. Drummer Fred White, who backed up his brothers Maurice and Verdeen as part of the Grammy-winning ensemble Earth, Wind & Fire, has died. He was 67. His brother Verdeen made the announcement on Instagram. He didn't release any further details. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Legendary tennis star Martina Navratilova announces she's been diagnosed with cancer.
The 18-time major singles champ saying in a statement that she's dealing with both throat and breast cancer and that she will start treatment later this month. Navratilova saying that because both cancers were caught early, her prognosis is good. The statement saying that the tennis champ noticed an enlarged lymph node in her neck in November, and while undergoing tests on her throat, the unrelated breast cancer was discovered. The 66-year-old Navratilova saying, quote, "The double whammy is serious but still fixable, and I'm hoping for a favorable outcome." In addition to her 18 singles titles, Navratilova also has 10 doubles and 31 mixed doubles Grand Slam wins. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Thousands of people are filing past former Pope Benedict's body as it lies in state at the Vatican.
Some of the faithful had already waited hours by the time St. Peter's Basilica was opened to the public. The Pope Emeritus lies with his head on crimson pillows, his hands clasped around a rosary. While many locals came to pay their respects, others came from farther afield. Father George Ngosa, a priest from Zambia.
It's a beautiful experience, but also it's humbling for me, yeah, as a priest to get to have this experience in Rome.
Benedict's funeral on Thursday will be watched around the world as one pope lays another to rest. For now, people stand in line to say a personal goodbye. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Pope Francis set to officiate that funeral. An ancient wooden sarcophagus that was featured at the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences has been returned to Egypt after U.S. authorities determined it was looted years ago. The top official of the Supreme Council of Antiquities said it dates back to the late dynastic period of ancient Egypt, the repatriation effort, part of Egyptian government efforts to stop the trafficking of its stolen antiquities. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.